Another wave of students back to school today puts us, I don't know, about 80% kids back to school as of today for Mobile and Baldwin counties. More on that coming up. Just remember the school zones and traffic around those this morning as the kids are getting back and kind of new to the parents, you know, getting back in the swing of things out there. All right, 6:07, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update on a story from Summerdale as late Friday, the Baldwin County Coroner's Office confirmed the identity of the bicyclist whose body was discovered along County Road 71. The victim has been identified as 57-year-old Wayne Kinsey. Kinsey had previously been reported missing by his family. Summerdale police say they do not expect any sort of foul play. The cause of death has not yet been determined. The coroner's office says this investigation could take up to 3 months to complete. 24-year-old Michael Walker on Friday was in court for a bond hearing. He's a man accused of using a machete to attack his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. All of this happening last week. Investigators say that led to an hours-long standoff, which ended with Walker being arrested. He faces charges of first-degree assault, probation violation, and unlawfully having a weapon. An officer testified in court that during that standoff, Walker held a gun to his head, saying he wanted to kill himself. Police were able to take him into custody. Police believe that Walker is a danger to himself and to others. He's scheduled to be back in court today in front of Judge Jill Phillips. He doesn't have an attorney. The courts will appoint an attorney to him. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are still trying to identify a decomposed body found in a field in Theodore. The gruesome discovery happened around 12:30 Sunday afternoon at Coyman Road, just off Highway 90 and Interstate 10. According to neighbors, a 17-year-old girl was exercising when she found the body in the field. It's been nearly a month since Daniela Vian disappeared in Mobile. A $2,000 reward is being offered for information in that case. Vian was last seen at the Shell gas station off Government Boulevard and Interstate 65 in Mobile. Hundreds turned out for a prayer vigil for Aubrey Nicholas Sunday night. The 11-year-old was admitted back into the hospital last week and is in extremely critical condition, 11 months after her rare brain cancer diagnosis. Her battle with DIPG sparked a community group called Aubrey's Army.
Honestly, I've never seen someone capture the attention of a community like Aubrey has.
With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
The Joe Jefferson Players present the smash hit musical Mamma Mia. Based on the songs of ABBA, this tale of love, friendship, family, and disco was one of the longest-running shows in New York and London, and now it's coming to Mobile. Come experience the cast singing and dancing their way through your favorite ABBA tunes, August 10th through 26th at JJP. Get your tickets now at joejeffersonplayers.com or find us on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:12 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears won three in a row over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos over the weekend. On Friday, the Bay Bears scored eight unanswered runs after falling behind 6-0 to beat Pensacola 8-6. And then on Saturday, while they were celebrating Jake Peavy Appreciation Night in the stands, well, the Bay Bears crushed Pensacola 14-2 on a season-high 18 hits. And yesterday, to round out the weekend, Mobile took care of business again with a 9-4 win to take the five-game series 3-2. Tonight, Mobile gets the day off before beginning a six-game series on the road against the Biloxi Shuckers. In the majors on Sunday, Ozzie Albies hit his 21st home run of the year as the Atlanta Braves beat Milwaukee 8-7.
Swing and a drive. That's over Braun's head. That ball is gone. He's been sitting on 20 for a long time. And Atlanta has the lead back.
The Braves won two of the three games in their weekend home series against the Brewers. Last night, the Chicago Cubs beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 on a walk-off ninth-inning grand slam from rookie David Bodie. The Cubs were down 3-0 with two outs, two strikes, and the bases loaded when Bodie hit the game winner. That was a loud crowd there, drowning out the announcer. Boston beat Baltimore 4-1. The Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 7-2. The Mets got a win over Miami 4-3. St. Louis beat Kansas City 8-2. The Colorado Rockies had a walk-off win for the second consecutive night, beating the L.A. Dodgers 4-3. And the San Diego Padres beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka held off Adam Scott and Tiger Woods to win the PGA Championship at Belrive Country Club in St. Louis. Koepka finished at 16 under for the tournament, two shots better than Tiger and three shots ahead of Scott. Koepka began the final day with a two-shot lead and held on to that lead for his second major tournament win this year and his third career major win, all coming in the last 14 months.
You know, three majors at 28. It's a cool feeling. It really is.
Earlier this year, Koepka defended his U.S. Open title, and this win yesterday was his first PGA Championship title. For Tiger Woods, his 6-under par final round put him alone in second place with a final score of 14-under. It was Woods' best finish at a major since 2009.
I didn't know what the number was going to be this year. I didn't know how I was going to play. And so at the beginning of the year, if you said, yeah, I would have a chance, legit chance to win the last two major championships, with what swing? I didn't have a swing at the time. You know, I had no speed.
Stewart Cink and John Rahm finished tied for fourth at 11-under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick dominated in Michigan at the Consumers Energy 400 for his seventh win of 2018. Harvick led 108 of the 200 laps and finished nearly 3.5 seconds ahead of second-place Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch finished third, followed by Austin Dillon and Ryan Blaney. The win is Harvick's 44th of his career, tying him with NASCAR Hall of Famer Bill Elliott for 17th on the all-time wins list. Now the series heads to Tennessee for the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race at Bristol Motor Speedway on Saturday night. 6:16 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So nothing about the land shark?
Nothing about the land shark.
No land shark discussion, no debut of it getting panned all over at least Twitter this weekend. The Ole Miss fans were not happy with the land shark debut.
What?
Shark mascot was debuted. You know,
I need to Tony. Check this out. I missed it. I was on my anniversary. This is
That's
the one
right.
story I missed over the weekend.
That's right, because you're busy doing that anniversary thing. enjoying the golf. And, so the school unveils Landshark Tony on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So, remember, they talked about they were, of course,
the
Colonel Reb, and then went to the Black Bear, William Faulkner angle. People didn't like that. So then they went with this Landshark idea. Yeah, okay, so according to AL.com, school unveiled Landshark Tony on Saturday, 8 years after replacing Colonel Reb with the much maligned Rebel Black Bear. Landshark Tony draws its inspiration from the Reb's so-called Landshark defense, with Ole Miss players often forming their hands in the shape of a shark fin on the front of their helmets following big plays. Shark mascot also took the name Tony from the late Ole Miss linebacker Tony Fine, an Iraq War veteran who was the first to make the Landshark gesture back in 08. Landshark Tony mascot will wear the same number 47 donned during his Rebels play during the days of Fine, who died of a drug overdose in 2009. Colonel Rebs stopped appearing on Old Bill's sidelines back in 03 after the school made that conscious effort to move away from symbols related to the Civil War. Black Bear mascot first appeared in 2010 following the vote by students, but has been universally unpopular with much of the Ole Miss fan base before being retired last year. And so now they've debuted the Landshark Tony mascot. And Twitter, which is not a kind place, but Twitter was not kind over the weekend to the new mascot.
I'm going to check this out, but are we talking like Left Shark, Katy Perry Left Shark style shark here?
Or? Well, it's just a little bit. Okay, so it's like, the human body with the Ole Miss uniform on. And then the shark head.
Oh, no.
And the shark head. So it's not a full shark costume.
Uh-huh.
It's like some kind of Frankenstein between a human and then a shark. It's a human body and a shark's head.
That's great.
Yeah, Twitter doesn't like it.
Nightmare material for the kids that go to the games.
Exactly. So y'all check it out. We'll post those pictures up on the Twitter feed here shortly. 618 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of your time this weekend, you're down in Gulf Shores. And, of course, that's one of the two places you could stop and take a sunset photo and win with the Original Oyster House. Either location, right there at Gulf Shores at the Original Oyster House or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. Stop on in, take that sunset photo, and then post it to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. And then just sit back and get ready to win. Actually, don't sit back. Let your friends know you posted up. Get those likes from your friends on the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House. And hopefully that gets you the eye of the judges, because at the end of this month, they will select one of y'all to win dinner for two up to a $50 value and a tote bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House. First part is your job. Take that picture at sunset from either location of the Original Oyster House, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department checking in accident-free conditions. They do have a car versus a deer there just off of 188 north of Dolphin Island. As state troopers are on the scene. Also, state troopers on the scene of another wreck northbound 65 around the 36-mile marker. It's off to the right median. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Some big thunderstorms formed late yesterday afternoon and evening. More of that on the way. Well, we'll find out from Dr. Bill. Full discussion of our forecast for this work week coming up in about 12 minutes. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update on a vehicle crash from earlier last week, as the victim has now succumbed to her injuries. Mobile police confirmed that 48-year-old Sonia Floyd was injured in a crash on I-65 near Moffett Road in Mobile Tuesday. She has died from her injuries. That's according to Mobile Police. There was another person inside the vehicle who was taken to the hospital who is still listed in serious condition. The state is suspending the commercial paddlefish season on the Alabama River in an effort to protect the species. The long-nosed paddlefish is considered very valuable as its eggs make for good caviar. According to multiple internet sites, they offer paddlefish caviar for prices beginning around $25 an ounce. The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources released a statement saying, paddlefish mature slowly and are susceptible to overfishing. They say the danger, combined with a lack of solid data on fish populations, that's what led to the action. And an analysis is showing that some paddlefish harvesters were likely falsifying records to hide the fact that they're taking too many of the fish. This article, according to AL.com, as there were 135 convictions for paddlefish fishing violations during this year's season before the suspension. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. We're going to dig into that story some more coming up on this coming up weekend's outdoor show with Mike Ward and I. And I get some folks on from the state to talk about that. Paddlefish are a really interesting critter out of the many, many fish species. Alabama, one of the most diverse when it comes to freshwater fish species, any state in the union. I think we're, if not in the top two, we're top three, I think, in diversity for fish species. Paddlefish, one of those holdovers, one of those prehistoric looking joker fish, and they're really cool. And I'll tell you, here's how they'll get your attention when you're fishing some Oxbow Lake up the Alabama or Tom Baby River drainage, and it's nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
See, the paddlefish, for some reason that I do not understand, just like I don't understand why mullet do what they do when they jump out of the water. Like, what is that doing for you? How's that help? Like, when critters do something, usually you go, okay, well, it has some benefit for reproduction or feeding or evading prey, something. Mullet just jump out of the water to jump out of the water.
They just seems like to have fun.
Right. They're stunting. Well, paddlefish will do the same thing, except they're way bigger. And it's not like they do it like routinely like mullet, but you'll be sitting there, everything will be quiet, and all of a sudden,
oh, really?
Right behind you, like, what just happened there? Is paddlefish jumping there. But they're, a neat-looking fish, and it's interesting to say that they're, because they were in trouble for a long time, and then things seemed to get better. That's when, and I don't know what year it was, put back in the commercial fishery for the paddlefish, and now they're saying shut down. Now, of course, that is for the Alabama River, not, I guess, the Tom Bigby, but we'll dig into this on the coming-up show on Saturday at 7 with Mike Ward and I.
Will you be doing that over a plate of paddlefish caviar?
Yeah, no, I'm not a caviar. I do not do the caviar thing. I've even tried that when it comes to snapper eggs or speckled trout eggs in the past, because, you know, you want to use as much of the animal as you can, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you, let's fry these up, and people have given me recipes over the years to do the eggs from, like, a speckled trout, and you do this and put this and mix it there and season it this way. I'm a fish-eating fool, and yeah. I don't like it.
I don't think I've ever had caviar, but I guess paddlefish...
You're not missing out, man.
Prices start at 25 an ounce, so yeah. So not bad if you're trying to make the money, but that's probably a reason why they're shutting it down.
They can get really big, too. I mean, I think the state record's 52 pounds or something like that, caught back in 82. They can get up to almost 5.5 feet in length, these paddlefish, and they do. They have a big paddle-shaped snout, which is about a third of the fish's total body length. So you'll say, how can that fish, you know, be almost 6 feet long, but weighs just 52 pounds. Well, a third of it's this big, long snout that comes out. They're cool looking, and they're like, they definitely, to me, look prehistoric. All right, all the way, we check in with Dr. Bill. More on our forecast. Also, as kids are, I said, probably we're close to about 80% kids back to school today. Baldwin County still not back, and Catholic schools for Mobile County not back. I know private schools in Mobile County are back in full force today. Of course, Mobile County Public Schools, Satsuma, Saraland, all back to school. And it's back. It is every year, this discussion. Efforts to push back the start of school.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening again. Story from Jessica Townsend over at MyNBC 15 said one Alabama lawmaker is renewing efforts to have the start of school year pushed back. Representative Craig Ford out of Gadsden plans to reintroduce legislation that would require schools to start no earlier than 2 weeks before Labor Day. All right, so Craig Ford says this would be a based on whenever Labor Day falls on a given year. This year, it's September 3rd, meaning if the plan was in place this year, school could not start before August 20th by law. Now, the bill failed to pass out of committee during last year's session. According to Alabama Department of Education, only one
school system in the state, Athens City Schools, has a start date after August 20th this year, and that is due to new school construction. So they're once again pushing. I know there's a bunch of people say, well, the way it used to be. Well, you know, I'm a person that, you know, falls in that definition, the way it used to be. But then again, we didn't. You know, what's better, getting the kids out earlier in May, or would you like it later in June? Also, the different vacation times they have. You look at like the Mardi Gras break or Thanksgiving break or Christmas break, spring break. Do you want those breaks? You want to get rid of them, shorten them? I mean, that's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, so, and I guess, I mean, they're not going to get rid of the days that they move it up for you.
No, they got to go back. Right, so. So that's what people don't understand. I mean, even if they start at a later time, they still legally have to go to the school a certain number of days.
Right.
So. It's all going to come out in the wash anyway. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are still trying to identify a decomposed body found in a field in Theodore. The gruesome discovery happened around 12:30 Sunday afternoon at Coyman Road, just off Highway 90 and Interstate 10. According to neighbors, a 17-year-old girl was exercising when she found the body in the field. It's been nearly a month since Daniela Vian disappeared in Mobile. A $2,000 reward is being offered for information in that case. Vian was last seen at the Shell gas station off Government Boulevard and Interstate 65 in Mobile. Hundreds turned out for a prayer vigil for Aubrey Nicholas Sunday night. The 11-year-old was admitted back into the hospital last week and is in extremely critical condition, 11 months after her rare brain cancer diagnosis. Her battle with DIPG sparked a community group called Aubrey's Army.
Honestly, I've never seen someone capture the attention of a community like Aubrey has.
With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car service, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them, and you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
A rally called by white supremacists in Washington petered out yesterday. Correspondent Sarah Seidner reports very few actually showed up for the Unite the Right event.
There were maybe two dozen members from the Unite the Right marchers, and then on the other side, there were hundreds and hundreds of people saying they are standing up against fascism, against hatred, against some of the anti-Semitic comments that have been made.
There were more protesters than those attending the rally, which marked the one-year anniversary of the deadly protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has banned holding any direct talks with the United States, rejecting an offer last month by President Trump for talks with no preconditions. North and South Korea are planning another summit of leaders, target date sometime next month in North Korea. Brooks Koepka wins the PGA Championship by two shots over Tiger Woods. Woods shot a final round 64. I'm Mike Moss.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Shares of German chemicals and pharmaceuticals giant Bayer are down more than 10% as investors react to a shock U.S. ruling against recently acquired Monsanto. A California jury on Friday awarded a dying groundskeeper damages of almost $290 million, saying Monsanto should have warned buyers that its flagship Roundup weed killer could cause cancer. While observers have predicted thousands of other claims could follow, Bayer says the jury's findings went against scientific evidence and that other courts might arrive at different conclusions. Asian markets tumbled and the Turkish lira dived almost 8% today on fears that the economic crisis gripping Turkey could spill over into the global economy. With investors already on edge over the China-U.S. trade war, the lira's collapse sparked a sell-off in Europe and New York at the end of last week, with safe haven assets, including the Japanese yen and Swiss franc, rallying. And on Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
World has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, at our house, it was late yesterday afternoon into the evening. A pretty big thunderstorm came by us. What do we expect for today?
Well, first of all, weekend turned out a lot better than we expected on Friday. Most of those thunderstorms, as you just mentioned, they occurred late in the afternoon. So that gave us quite a bit of sunshine for outside activities. We're going to see thunderstorms again today, maybe this afternoon, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something develop before the noon hour. Another very warm day today. We'll be up around 92, 93 degrees, possibly 94. And the heat index, anywhere from 102 to 104 today. But again, a chance of some thunderstorm activity mainly this afternoon. Now, tonight, we could see some evening thunderstorms kind of tapering off, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a copy of today. It'll be partly cloudy with a good chance for some afternoon or late morning thunderstorms, and the high getting up into the low 90s, and tomorrow the heat index anywhere from 103 to 105. Mm. The rest of the week, about the same each day, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms, high around 92, and that's the case for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, so we're kind of locked in a pattern here.
Definite pattern. And temperatures, when I get in the low 90s, that's just about normal. Normal size, 91.
All right. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill?
So far, looking good. The Gulf of Mexico is quiet. The Caribbean continues quiet. We're seeing some thunderstorm development in the tropical Atlantic, but nothing organized. The winds are still rather strong in the upper atmosphere over that region. And they keep looking at a little disturbance way out in the central Atlantic, but that shouldn't present any problem.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update. 72 now. We'll check traffic next.
Plan to visit Big Beach Brewing in Gulf Shores on Thursday, August 23rd, and try their special beer, Share the Beach Loggerhead, and meet others who support the work of the Alabama Coastal Foundation and its important programs to protect and preserve our marine environment. For each beer sold, $1 will be donated to ACF. These outreach events are a free, fun, and easy way to learn how you can help protect our precious coastal areas. Learn more at joinacf.org.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. State troops have a couple of older accidents off to the side of the road, and then Mobile Police Department are working one at Moffitt and the East I-65 Service Road North. That's going to be without injuries. No problem so far from downtown. The tunnels, the Bayway, and the Causeway towards the Eastern Shore looking good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Of course, the website, fmtalk1065.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and soon to Snapchat. No, I don't know what we put on Snapchat. So.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know when we go out to, live locations, right, and things like that, those are usually good. But other than that, it would just be me and you taking selfies in the studio.
Yeah, so. nobody wants that. So we're not going to encourage said behavior. Also, you had to be a big anniversary celebration. You and the missus down at the Gulf this weekend.
Went down to Gulf Shores, and a lot lighter now that most kids are in school or going back to school. So it worked out pretty well. Nice and breezy on the beach. Still got a little burnt being one of the more fair-skinned people.
Being as pale as a piece of printer paper. Yeah.
Hey, I try my best, and sometimes I end up being a little red at the end of the weekend. But we saw a ton of dolphins swimming around in the Gulf. Good, I couldn't believe it. Out there in the water.
Warning, there are dolphins in the Gulf.
But it was really cool. I saw at least six swimming around right in front of the place we were staying. So it was a really good weekend.
You know, I've talked about this before. I think I talked about this last weekend on the Outdoor Show. Those of us parents taking their kids out in the water fishing and stuff, sometimes just it's worth slowing down and soaking stuff in because we'll be running out to go fishing or something and pass through a big pot of dolphins and the kids all, they want to see, and sometimes it's worth, you don't have to get there right away. You shut the boat down, enjoy the fact the dolphins are there, check them out, they're really neat, and then you go on down, do your thing.
The kids really love them.
And the
them.
Big kids like them, too. I like them.
Yeah, me too.
So, by the way, too, if you did stay inside this weekend because it was crazy hot and you binge-watched TV shows, this is a strange... So Netflix has a list out of what people are binge-watching state by state.
Okay, I'm interested. Okay.
So here it is. The Office leads the country out of the 50 states. What's most binge-watched? It's number one in Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Texas. This show, which is... I went through a big debate with the wife and daughter. My eldest wants to watch Grey's Anatomy, which I don't know. First of all, I don't know why a child is interested in that kind of show. And second of all, I just don't know. But six states are binge watching that: Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Friends.
Binge watched Friends myself.
Really?
Uh huh. Yeah. Because I didn't watch it when it was originally on. So I wanted to catch up, I guess.
You're not
see,
by yourself.
See what I was missing.
You're not by yourself. Idaho, Michigan, Oregon, and Vermont are binge-watching that.
The only other shows with more than one state, Whose Line Is It Anyway, which was a funny show.
Oh, yeah.
North and South Carolina, they are binge-watching that. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine in Maryland and Washington. Here at home in Alabama, most binge-watched show.
Most binge-watched show in Alabama. I'm going to go with...
It's a huge show, one of the biggest shows ever, but it surprised me that somebody would be binge-watching it.
Not Game of Thrones.
The Simpsons.
Okay, The Simpsons.
Binge-watching The Simpsons. In Alaska, it's Boy Meets World. In Kentucky, hey, Kentucky, welcome to 2018, it's Frasier. and in New Hampshire, by the way, just going by the stats Netflix gives me, it's Pokemon.
Pokemon.
New Hampshire. Pokemon.
That's awesome.
So leave it at that. 6:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. After more than three decades of public service, Fairhope Police Chief Joseph Pettis is saying goodbye to the profession and to the city. And his last and final radio call saying, quote, "I'm going to be 10:42 out of service. I really enjoyed the ride." The chief's been with the department for more than 3.5 decades, in the last five as chief. He says he's retiring to assist his parents. Coca-Cola workers are still on strike. They've been on the picket line since last Thursday. An issue is a contract that would impact their pay and benefits. And many say they're willing to wait it out and continue to picket. The union Teamsters Local 991 president said the membership wants to wait it out, saying, quote, "I think the membership is willing to stay until they get a deal they can accept. People make this job their career. What the company's asking the members to accept is not a career job anymore." Last Thursday, Coca-Cola United said, quote, "Our associates are our priority, and we'll continue to negotiate in good faith until we can reach an agreement. That's our goal. We're hoping to find a good resolution to this." Now, at this point, we now know a mediator has been brought in to help with the discussions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, the second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are still trying to identify a decomposed body found in a field in Theodore. The gruesome discovery happened around 12:30 Sunday afternoon at Coyman Road, just off Highway 90 and Interstate 10. According to neighbors, a 17-year-old girl was exercising when she found the body in the field. It's been nearly a month since Daniela Vian disappeared in Mobile. A $2,000 reward is being offered for information in that case. Vian was last seen at the Shell gas station off Government Boulevard and Interstate 65 in Mobile. Hundreds turned out for a prayer vigil for Aubrey Nicholas Sunday night. The 11-year-old was admitted back into the hospital last week and is in extremely critical condition 11 months after her rare brain cancer diagnosis. Her battle with DIPG sparked a community group called Aubrey's Army.
Honestly, I've never seen someone capture the attention of a community like Aubrey has.
With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka held off Adam Scott and Tiger Woods to win the PGA Championship at Bellerive Country Club in St. Louis. Koepka finished at 16 under par for the tournament, two shots better than Tiger and three shots ahead of Scott. Koepka began the final day with a two-shot lead and held on to that lead for his second major tournament win this year and third career major win, all coming in the last 14 months.
You know, three majors at 28, it's a cool feeling. It really is.
Earlier this year, Koepka defended his U.S. Open title, but this win yesterday was his first PGA Championship title. For Tiger Woods, his 6-under par final round put him alone in second place with a final score of 14-under. It was Woods' best finish at a major since 2009.
I didn't know what the number was going to be this year. I didn't know how I was going to play. And so at the beginning of the year, if you said, yeah, I would have a chance, legit chance to win the last two major championships, with what swing? I didn't have a swing at the time. You know, I had no speed.
Stewart Cink and John Rahm finished tied for fourth at 11 under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick dominated in Michigan at the Consumers Energy 400 for his seventh win of 2018. Harvick led 108 of the 200 laps and finished nearly 3.5 seconds ahead of second place Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch finished third, followed by Austin Dillon and Ryan Blaney. The win is Harvick's 44th of his career, tying him with NASCAR Hall of Famer Bill Elliott for 17th on the all-time wins list. Now the series heads to Tennessee for the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. They'll have that race on Saturday night. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have suspended cornerback Jalen Ramsey and defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. for a week because of Fowler's involvement in a post-practice altercation on Sunday and then Ramsey's profane rant directed towards the media for filming the incident. The team released a statement saying the two were suspended, quote, for violating team rules and conduct unbecoming of a Jaguars football player. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won 3 in a row over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos over the weekend. On Friday, the Bay Bears scored 8 unanswered after falling behind 6-0 to beat Pensacola 8-6. Then on Saturday, while they were celebrating Jake Peavy Appreciation Night in the stands, the Bay Bears crushed Pensacola 14-2 on a season-high 18 hits. And on Sunday, Mobile took care of business again with a 9-4 win to take the 5-game series 3-2. Tonight, Mobile gets the day off before they begin a 6-game series on the road against the Biloxi Shuckers. And to round it out, in the major leagues on Sunday, Ozzie Albies hit his 21st home run of the year as the Atlanta Braves beat Milwaukee 8-7.
Swing and a drive. That's over Braun's head. That ball is gone. He's been sitting on 20 for a long time. And Atlanta has the lead back.
The Braves won 2 of the 3 games in their weekend home series against the Brewers. And last night, the Chicago Cubs beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 on a walk-off ninth inning grand slam from rookie David Bodie. 6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt, the East I-65 Service Road North, they've got an accident in the final clearing stage. It's still a great ride coming into the Eastern Shore. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, in Tillman's Corner, Schillinger and Three Notch, also seeing some heavier pockets of traffic and some radar along I-10 near Rangeline Road. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival taking place Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile. Over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Get the details at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
What are we, just two more weekends and then we're playing college football?
Oh, yeah. It'll be here before you know it.
No, it can't happen soon enough, that's for sure. 652 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, 74 now at our studios, heading for high around 92, 93. Heat indices over 100, says Dr. Bill. We'll get a more discussion with Dr. Bill coming up next hour. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mayor Sandy Stimson's hoping you hit the like button on a hot button issue, as the mayor's office has launched a Facebook page in hopes of getting the city's support to use tax dollars to help USA build a new stadium on campus. City Council meets on Tuesday. That page was launched last Thursday. In a post on the page, Mayor Stimson says, quote, "A vote for USA Stadium is a vote for 15,000 USA students, 6,000 USA employees, the Senior Bowl, the Dollar General Bowl, and future bowls. South Alabama has been there for 50 plus years. There have only been two occasions they've asked the city to pitch in. One was for the Mitchell Cancer Institute and the other is the stadium. The community has a whole lot to gain from South building a stadium and building it soon. And so to me, that's a compelling reason." A mayor is encouraging people to contact their city council members before Tuesday's vote. So if this passes, the city would give South Alabama $10 million over the next 20 years. South would then add in $2.5 million for Ladd People Stadium. Mayor goes on to say, "We look at it as an economic development opportunity because of the economic engine that South is. And to be able to assist them in this part of the growth of that university is just something I think the city should do." Congratulations to news anchor Bob Gripp. He was inducted this weekend into the Alabama Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. That was Saturday in Hoover. Bob has anchored the news on Fox 10 for the past 34 years. His last newscast is announced to be in coming up in January of 2019. So from all of us at FM Talk 106.5, congratulations, Bob, on your nearly 50 years of news service. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly, and thanks to Bob, too, who has just been a straight-up class act for the whole time I've been paying attention to this business. Even when Bob will get mad, be saying this, back when I was a little boy watching him, he's just the gold standard. We have two. He and Mel Showers are like the, as people come and go through the market, there are two broadcasters, I think, and there are some in the past, too, but two that are working right now that are absolutely gold standard in not only what they do on air, but how they are when nobody's looking. And both give back to the community a huge way. Both are just, they're just good guys. I mean, I had the luxury of being able to, you know, be around them in places other than in a broadcast facility, and they're just good people. Bob, of course, is doing touching lives with the kids with all the high school bowl stuff over the years, and doing so much in the community. So good people, and congratulations.
Yeah, and I hope when Bob, you know, takes a step back, when he starts working less, I hope that doesn't include the election results.
No joke.
We all tune in to the Bob Gripp Twitter feed for election results anytime there's election, whether it's for dog catcher, for governor of Alabama. So hopefully he'll continue to do that.
What I like, too, is people from all different media sources in the state are now just being honest, which makes me happy when they go, okay, well, this is information I'm getting from Bob Gripp. Like we did when we did election coverage the other night for the special election, for the runoff for the primary. We absolutely quote Bob because his Rolodex, and I've asked him, Bob, and I'm doing it again on air, if you can step away from that, please, I need your Rolodex. I need it. I will bid on it. I bet you could, for charity, he could put his Rolodex up and let all of us in Alabama media bid on that joker because it's fantastic.
For sure.
All right. We mentioned the Land Shark.
Yes.
The new Ole Miss mascot as we're getting closer to football here. And one of my favorite tweets out there. This guy, Bob Sims, has a picture of the land shark. He says, was this to comply with some sort of upcoming probation? it is getting panned.
Yeah, it is. And I've finally seen the pictures of the land shark now. Yes, I missed it over the weekend. Now I'm completely caught up.
It's not like a full shark mascot. It's like a Ole Miss player, and then the head is the shark.
Yeah, basically. He's wearing the shoulder pads and everything. But I have seven things to know about Tony. Right,
okay,
here,
this is okay? Okay, seven things to know about Tony the land shark, the new Ole Miss
and this is
mascot.
From his official Twitter account, at Landshark Tony. Seven okay. things to know about Tony, and they start off with something you would probably know if you're reading this. One, his name is Tony. Oh, thank you.
All right,
fact. Number two, he wears number 47 because he was inspired by Ole Miss football letter winner Tony Fine. Those are two and three on the list. Number four, his favorite movie. Want to take a guess?
Sharknado.
No, I wish. It was Jaws, so we should have seen that one coming.
Man, I was wrong.
His favorite food, anything below him on the food chain.
Okay.
Number six, his favorite song, Fins by Jimmy Buffett, which makes sense,
yes.
Given that he's a land shark. Right. And number seven, favorite colors, red and blue, of course, fitting with the Ole Miss colors.
All right, so there it is, what you need to know about Tony the land shark. See how long that mascot lasts for Ole Miss. Coming right back, hour number two.
It took her 3 days.